Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the Best of the Robinson Show. Enjoy.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
An avid cyclist dreams of turning his passion into a business. He consults his banker to help find the best path. Now bike wheels are being built, and all it took was a little push to get rolling. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people. Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Datsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Wow, the groom looks great.
He does. Never seen a Saints jersey with tails.
Local as black and gold everything. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Comes out of the shadows of the Boston Public Library, gets one more direction to the finish, and Evans Chebet, embraced by this Patriots Day crowd in Boston, will be the 2022 Boston Marathon champion, besting the deepest field in history. Evans Chebet, your winner.
I do think Dickman's knees are coming higher, which is better in a sprint. They missed the course record, but they're going to come awfully close. And as soon as I say that, such a tear comes through. She just has so much strength and so much willpower. She is just willing herself to throw in another surge and another surge.
And now Chepchechir with the lead and maybe a stride. Can Yeshine respond one more time, or it will be the Olympic champion coming through? They can see the finish line now on Boylston Street. And when one of the greatest races in Boston Marathon history, on the 50th anniversary of the first ever women's elite field, the best marathoner in the world on the women's side is going to come through with a victory, but needed every stride to get to the finish line first. Paris Chepchechir is the Boston champion.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of NBC Sports and the BAA, the Boston Athletic Association, as Evans Chebet and Paris Chepchechir were the winners of this year's Boston Marathon, the 2022 Boston Marathon, that is. And when you think of the Boston Marathon, it's one of the highly esteemed races in all of the world, where people from all over the world get the opportunity to compete, whether it be in 5K, the 10K, or in the marathon. And definitely this is a race that has been endeared for so many decades and continues to stay strong post-COVID. And I have these two ladies back on the program. They were great the first time around, and I'll have them back on to recap some of the many great things about this year's running of the Boston Marathon. We want to welcome Julie Sapper and Lisa Levin from the Run Farther Faster podcast. Ladies, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having us, Ed. It's great to be back.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Julie, I'd like to start off with you. What was the atmosphere like in this year's running of the marathon?
Oh, Ed, it was so special because, as we talked about previously on your show, we ran the anomalous 2021 Boston Marathon in October, which was the first and hopefully only time that Boston was held in the fall due to the cancellation of the race in 2021 in the spring due to COVID. So coming back to Boston during the time it usually occurs, which is, of course, on Patriots Day, which is on Monday, and running the race on Patriots Day on a beautiful, sunny day, the fans were out. They were incredible. The spectators were encouraging, excited to be there, and the energy throughout the entire weekend was palpable. I think everyone appreciated not just having the opportunity to convene for the Boston Marathon in 2022, but to be able to do it on Patriots Day. It was really something.
Sounds like it was a festive day in Boston. We'll touch on Patriots Day and other things in the city a little bit later. Lisa, same question for you. What was the atmosphere like in this year's running of the marathon?
Yeah, like Julie said, it was perfect, actually. That seemed to be the theme of the race this year. And as media, we were able to attend the press conference following the race with the winners of the race and with the race director and Tom Grilk, the CEO of the BAA. And the race director and Tom Grilk both described this as the perfect year. And it was. Everything went perfectly, from the logistics of getting runners on the buses to the start on time, to get everyone through the course safely. 98.4% of the runners that started, of the 25,314 runners that started, finished the race And everyone did so well, and they said that from a logistical standpoint, this year went perfect. And it seemed to be very fitting, like Julie said, after coming back from, it had been 1,099 days since the Boston Marathon was held on Patriots Day in 2019. So coming back after that really long hiatus and sort of an anomalous year in October of 2021, coming back to have that perfect day seemed really, really fitting. And that's how I would summarize it. It really was the perfect day.
Yeah, awesome. I looked at a lot of the video and the pictures from this year's marathon. It looked like a festive event, as always, in the city of Boston. Lisa, I'd like to start off with you on this question. In your opinion, what were the differences between this year's marathon and, as you alluded to, last year's marathon? Because last year's marathon was in October. It was in the fall. So what, in your opinion, what were the differences between this year's marathon and last year's marathon?
Well, in October, there were a lot of COVID protocols that had been implemented, including a smaller field size and a rolling start. So actually, athletes were bused to the start in rolling waves, and as soon as you got off the bus, you just went to the start line and ran across the start line. There was no mass start to protect runners from the spread of COVID. Again, it was a smaller field, so it felt very different in October. Also, Boston in October is very different than Boston in April. The weather is different, just the vibe, the spirit of the city is a little bit different. It's still great, but it was a very different feel. It didn't feel quite like, really the biggest difference this year was that it was back to feeling like the Boston Marathon again on Patriots Day, back to the normal field size, back to the normal procedure for getting to the start and starting in waves. So everything felt like it was back to sort of the Boston Marathon that we've come to know over the years.
All right, Julie, same question for you. What were the differences between this year's marathon and last year's marathon?
I would absolutely echo what Lisa had to say. First of all, one thing that was different was, of course, as I mentioned before, the crowds were much more robust. And also in 2022, it was a celebration of the 50th anniversary of women running the Boston Marathon, and that was the theme, because it was supposed to be it was really wonderful, because while certainly the theme of the weekend was here we are back to quote unquote normal, being able to celebrate running Boston on the weekend we're supposed to be running it, there was this overarching theme of celebrating women's running, and it was so special. And we had the opportunity, as Lisa mentioned, we had the opportunity to have press passes and attend media events. And as a result, we got to see some incredible women speakers, trailblazers, many of whom we interviewed on our own podcast, who talked about what it was like to run Boston during the early years and what they did to set the tone for women throughout the years, so that women like Lisa and me were able to easily run the Boston Marathon as a result of all the work that they did in advance.
Awesome. Now, ladies, any one of you can answer this question first. You mentioned about the marathon in 2021 last year being in the fall in October, and the marathon going back to its original Patriots Day start in April. I want to ask you, any one of you can answer first, what was the attendance like of this year's marathon? Are there any official numbers that have been released?
Yeah, actually, I have those. So participants, there were 25,314 runners that started the race. There were over 9,000, close to 10,000 volunteers. So, you know, that alone, I don't think there was an estimate on spectators. Like Julie said, they seem to be back in full force. But the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau did estimate that there had been an infusion into the Boston economy of $200 million over the course of the weekend, which just tells you how many people came into Boston, stayed in Boston, spent their money in Boston. That's huge. So, you know, we would estimate, you know, that they're probably close to, I wouldn't even venture to estimate, but I think, you know, wouldn't be surprised if there were close to a million spectators out on the course.
It seemed like a lot of people out there, Lisa, just from watching the video and looking at some of the pictures. I want to stay just with related to the attendance, Lisa. You mentioned about the Boston Visitors Convention Bureau and the money that was being poured into the money that was being spent in the city and the surrounding areas. I noticed that with Boston being such a huge track and field city, there's a lot of shoe companies like New Balance and Converse, to be exact. Did they have any involvement, or do they have any involvement in the marathon? And if so, what were the numbers in terms of how much money they made during this year's marathon?
Yes, all the, you know, with Boston being Boston Marathon, all of the shoe companies come out. Adidas is the official sponsor. I'm going to let Julie talk a little bit about some of the shoe companies. Well,
companies are very heavily involved. And frankly, a lot of the athletes, of course, are sponsored by different shoe companies. But we've noticed a trend, and this could be a separate topic on your show, that the most popular shoes right now, of course, are shoes that have carbon plates. And most, if not all, professional athletes, and many of the amateur athletes running are wearing athletic shoes with running shoes, rather, carbon plates. Nike, of course, is the company that started this, and frankly, the Nike shoe continues to be the most popular carbon plate shoe. Very popular athletes out there who represent other shoe companies, and they, too, are wearing carbon plate shoes. There's also, it's often, interestingly, some athletes that are unsponsored. And, in fact, the top American athlete this year, Nell Rojas, who placed 10th female overall, she was sponsored by the Boston Marathon. And last minute, right before the race, she decided not to continue to be sponsored by Adidas. She explained that the footwear wasn't working for her, and probably it wasn't, and as a result, she wore a different shoe. And I think that trend, and this is just an opinion, I think this makes it exciting that these carbon plate shoes are a legal advantage. They don't want to be at a disadvantage in terms of placement and money, because, of course, when you place in a race like Boston, you are earning cash by being committed to a shoe that may not work for them just because that shoe is their sponsor. So I don't know if that answers your question, Ed, but I think there are many shoe companies involved in Boston. Adidas is the official sponsor, but the athletes out there on the course, for the most part, seem to be wearing Nike, and that includes professional and amateurs.
That answered my question. Thank you so much for replying back, Julie. I want to stay with you, Julie. Alisa mentioned about with the Visitors Convention Bureau in Boston on how people showed up in numbers, in a robust number this year, and they spent money in the city of Boston. I want to ask you, in your opinion, Julie, how did the city of Boston respond to this year's marathon?
Well, the city of Boston is very unique. While there are marathons in major cities throughout the United States, what's unique about Boston is that the entire city gets behind the marathon. From the moment you land at the airport until the moment you leave, everything that weekend is about Boston, whether you are spectating, running, or none of the above.
I'll continue what she had to say. The city of Boston is always, I think, in my opinion, I think Julie would agree too, is probably the most enthusiastic and supportive marathon city. The city is, like I said, one of the most receptive and supportive. You arrive at the airport and the signs in the airport say welcome marathoners. You know, as soon as you get into the city streets, there are signs everywhere welcome marathoners. So it is definitely a, like I said, in our experiences and all the marathons we've done in the major cities, New York, Chicago, all the major cities, the marathon's a big event, but not everybody gets behind it. Not everybody knows what's going on. Not everybody's coming out to spectate. In Boston, it feels like everyone is. So, I think it's a mutually beneficial relationship. The runners love to come to Boston and be supported by the city, and the city obviously loves and benefits from the runners coming in for that weekend. And most of the runners are in for not, you know, John, it's a Monday race. Most of the runners come in on Friday or Saturday and are there until Tuesday. So it's many days of influx of runners.
While I have you here, Lisa, I want to ask you, where did the Boston Marathon rank in terms of popularity in the Boston sports scene this year? Because we know the Red Sox are always a winner. The Red Sox have been consistent for quite a long time, always winning, and baseball season is right at the beginning when the marathon happens. And, of course, the Boston Celtics had a fantastic season. They didn't win the NBA championship, but they still had a fantastic season. So I wanted to ask you, Lisa, in your opinion, where did the marathon rank in terms of popularity in the Boston sports scene this year?
Julie wants to chime in there. I think our personal perception is that the marathon ranks higher than all of the other sports, but I don't know if Julie has anything she wants to add with respect to those other sports.
You know, Ed, I think the difference between the marathon and the other sports that you mentioned is that the marathon is free for folks to spectate. They don't need to buy tickets, and that's a beautiful thing. And another reason, in our opinion, that the Boston Marathon trumps it all is that it's steeped in history. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, this year the Boston Marathon celebrated the 50th anniversary of women running the Boston Marathon. So it had a very special element to it that we believe trumps the other sports in the Boston area. Finally, this goes back to COVID. Boston, in addition to the Red Sox, where, of course, you're spectating outside, presumably safer, of course, being outside spectating an event versus inside. As we mentioned before, one can spectate how they want to. And with so many people having sort of different comfort levels with respect to COVID and being in crowds, Boston continues to be a safe way to spectate a very important historical sport in the city of Boston without having to be necessarily super confined with other people. There's plenty of space out there to spectate, to be involved, and to be creative in your spectating. And as a result, it is just so different than the other professional sports teams you mentioned. It's just unique, and I kind of don't think we can really compare it because it's more of an experience. And even people who aren't fans of running come out to watch Boston, and frankly, they probably aren't paying attention much to the race. So just out there to experience the joy of watching people do hard things.
And I'd add one more thing, too. The real difference between, you know, those professional sports and the marathon is that marathoners like us, who are everyday marathoners, who obviously have to qualify for Boston or raise money for a charity to participate in Boston, but we get to participate on the same course, on the same stage as the professionals. So those, you know, runners that you just played the clips of winning, like, we are out there on the same course at the same time as those. So you don't get to say that about, you know, about any of the other teams. You don't get to see recreational players out on the same field as the professional players. And we got to do that. And that, I think, is a really notable, something notable about the marathon.
Awesome. I want to ask you, what were your placings in this year's marathon?
Well, we'll have to go pull those up. You know, my finish time was 3:19. I don't know exactly where that placed me. I'd have to go back and look at the statistics and, you know, where that placed me. Boston is obviously come in with a really fast field. So even a time like 3:19, which is a good, you know, solid finish time for a marathon, probably puts you mid-pack versus, you know, top of the pack in another race.
Pleased to share that we re-qualified for the Boston Marathon at Boston. So what that means, Ed, is Boston is a unique race in that you can't just run it. You have to qualify at another marathon during a certain time period in order to run it. So it's an honor to even run it. So to be able to qualify at the previous year's Boston for the next year's Boston means that neither Lisa nor I have to run a qualifying race. We both now are entered for 2023 because of our times in 2022. So that is, for both of us, that's always kind of our primary goal is to do the best we can, but to re-qualify and know we have a time in the books that will allow us to return the next year. And we're also pleased to share, we have a lot of runners we coach. We are coaches for runners all over the country who train year-round to either qualify for Boston or run Boston. And all of our runners did so well on the course, and we're just so proud of them.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to you, too, for qualifying for next year's marathon. I know it's a race that's very competitive, and as you've said so brilliantly on this show, that it's a race for all comers and people that are everyday marathoners, so congratulations on that. And you mentioned about the last time that I had you ladies on the program, it was the 50th anniversary of women participating in the Boston Marathon. And, Julie, I want to start off with you. I want to ask you, how can more women get involved in the sport of running?
Well, Ed, I don't know if this is going to answer your question directly, but I think the issue at this point is not specifically how to get more women involved. It's how to get more communities involved in running. Running is, even though it doesn't seem this way, running can be an expensive sport, and running is a sport where you need access. You need access to safe trails, paths, and neighborhoods to run on, and you need access to information and groups that are encouraging. So, yes, of course, we want more women involved. We always do. But at this point, there are sometimes more women than men at these races. So now it's more looking at communities and saying, where, how can we have better representation in running? There are certain communities where people don't have the ability to run safely on the roads, and that's important. And everyone should have access to places to run, places to be outside to run freely and safely. So at this point, we sort of look at races as an opportunity to showcase, hey, if you don't think you can do this, look out there and look at all of the folks that are just like you, that are out there running, all shapes, sizes, genders, colors, whatever it is, and you can do this too. So at this point, we look at the running community and races as fostering more representation, more equality, and ensuring that all communities have access to train and run these races.
All right, Lisa, same question.
Yeah, I think Julie hit all the highlights, and really representation matters, seeing other women out running, training, running these races, doing well, always helps. The running community has made great strides, as opposed to other sports and other areas. Often the percentage of the field in these races is 50% or more women. So clearly women are recognizing the benefits of running, mental health benefits, the physical health benefits, the community. Oftentimes, women in particular, we notice in our coaching that women appreciate having a community. So a group to train with, group runs to go on. So I would encourage women who are interested in getting into running to look at your local community running groups, find some support, reach out to a coach. We coach a lot of women who appreciate having a woman's perspective as a coach, so get guidance. But it is a great sport to go into, and like I said, the representation is pretty even now, so we're really happy about that.
Awesome, and you heard it from them. It's Julie Sapper and Lisa Levin from the Run Farther and Faster podcast. Ladies, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell us about what's going on over at Run Farther and Faster.
Sure. We are really excited to be coaching athletes of all levels for distances from the 5K to, of course, the marathon. And we've been doing this for many years. We're on our 12th year of coaching, and we coach runners all over the country by using a platform called Final Surge that allows us to look at our runners' data, communicate with them, and tailor a schedule based on their own personal schedules and needs. And in addition to our podcast and our coaching, we also just love getting out there and spreading the word that running is just such a wonderful activity for people of all ages, sizes, genders, whatever, and that it's accessible, and with the right tools and information, anyone can run and be successful at it. And running is a wonderful parallel to life, because those who take on athletic challenges, those often translate to other types of challenges where they realize they can succeed at things they never thought they were imaginable.
Lisa, you want to add anything to that?
No, Julie summed it up well, and we have really enjoyed, we brought on, right after Boston, actually, we brought on a very large group of new runners, or new to us runners, new coaching clients, and our coaching, we don't know if it has to do with Boston or with the podcast and our discussions of Boston or people being inspired by Boston, but right after we got back from Boston, we had an influx of a huge amount of new virtual coaching clients, which actually led us to kind of close our roster for a little bit. So we'll hopefully be taking new clients again in the fall after these clients have their goal races. But I think people are inspired by marathons like Boston, and it causes them to come out and set their own goals. And we've been just happy to be able to help guide those runners towards their goals.
Awesome. And ladies, tell everybody where they can find you, Julie, on social media, Lisa, where they can find you on social media, as well as Run Farther and Faster, and any websites that you would like to promote, let the listeners know that as well.
Sure. So you can find us on our website is runfarthersandfaster.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under Run Farther and Faster.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from them. It's Julie Sapper and Lisa Levin. They are the host of the Run Farther and Faster podcast, where it's dedicated to getting running enthusiasts about this, getting them involved in the sport of running. Also, they teach running classes as well, give you the insights on the sport of running. Ladies, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Oh, thank you so much, Ed. It's an honor and a pleasure to talk with you. And thanks for thinking of us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome anytime, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Comes out of the shadows of the Boston Public Library, gets one more direction to the finish. And Evans Chebet, embraced by this Patriots Day crowd in Boston, will be the 2022 Boston Marathon champion, besting the deepest field in history. Evans Chebet, your winner.
I do think Yesenia's knees are coming higher, which is better in a sprint. They missed the course record, but they're going to come awfully close. And as soon as I say that, Stitcher here comes through. She just has so much strength and so much willpower. She is just willing herself to throw in another surge and another surge.
And now Chepchechir with the lead and maybe a stride. Can Yeshide respond one more time, or it will be the Olympic champion coming through? They can see the finish line now on Boylston Street. And when one of the greatest races in Boston Marathon history on the 50th anniversary of the first ever women's elite field, the best marathoner in the world on the women's side is going to come through with a victory, but needed every stride to get to the finish line first. Paris Chepchechir is the Boston champion.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
That's Suma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local? Local is beating the heat like it was an Atlanta football team. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
Industry leading, difference making, tomorrow shaping, world changing. These are a few of the adjectives people use to describe the technologies and companies Deloitte works with day in and day out. Join us, and soon those very same adjectives could describe your career too. Explore technology careers at Deloitte.com/tech careers and make an impact on business, technology, and society while engineering your future. At Deloitte.
At the World of Weight, getting the heavy stuff to gym owners across the world is an easy lift because they've got Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM. It unites their teams around all their customers, so marketing can predict what each gym needs.
Ooh, the deluxe dumbbells.
Sales can get the orders out.
And overnight? Wow.
And every employee can smash their numbers this quarter. See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at Salesforce.com/customer360.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
That's Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local? Local is beating the heat like it was an Atlanta football team. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA. That's Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
When we come back from the break, we'll have more of the best of The Robinson Show. You stay tuned.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
That's Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA. That's Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local? Local is beating the heat like it was an Atlanta football team. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At this time.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
That's Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Hey, hon, did you get my red dress from the cleaners?
Local is a 6'2 welder in a red sequin dress. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery, the New Orleans way to IPA. That's Satsuma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Wow, the groom looks great.
He does. Never seen a Saints jersey with tails.
Local as black and gold everything. Try Satsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Nutrition is an important part of our daily lives. Nutrition is how we function, how we're able to do things on a day-to-day basis. The right nutrition is very important, and nutrition is important not just in everyday life, but it's important in the world of professional sports. We have someone to talk about nutrition and the different parts of nutrition where the difference between protein and carbohydrates, just to name a few. We want to welcome her to the program. She is the COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition, and she is the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's welcome her to the program, Kylene Bogdan. Kylene, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ed. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Your career in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. How did you get the job to become the dietitian for the Cavaliers?
Well, I mean, you know, I think like any candidate, you work hard, you try to interview well, but kind of at the root of all of that, my approach to sports nutrition is very different. And in fact, it's quite different than how I was trained in college and beyond. I am a functional sports dietitian, which means you're diving really deep into performance nutrition. It's not just surface level. It's not just drink your chocolate milk, count your calories, but it's more of, okay, so you want to improve your speed, your jump shot, but you come to me, you know, and you're not pooping every day, you have a face full of acne, you tell me you're tired when you wake up. There is something we need to kind of correct internally to help your body, your metabolism, your immune system function optimally. And that's different for every player, for every athlete, you know, no matter who you are. But genetics play a role. Your lifestyle, your environment plays a role. So then I basically create very individualized plans, individualized supplementations. It's not cookie cutter. And I think the Cavs really kind of appreciated that approach. And they thought, all right, let's give this a try.
It's interesting that you mentioned about the Cavs, because when we know about dietitians working with athletes, normally, not all of the time, but in some cases, things can be very rigid where you have to eat this and eat this. It's nice that you have, as you mentioned, you have the plans individualized and personalized where it depends on the athlete's needs. And I want to talk about protein as well as healthy fats and omegas 3, 6, and 9, as well as the carbohydrates. Can you explain to the listeners what are the differences between protein, healthy fats, omegas 3, 6, and 9, and carbohydrates?
Sure. So protein, think of protein as the building block of your body. No matter who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, even if you've never played a sport in your life, protein is the foundation of everything because it builds all the cells in the body. The goal is to have a variety of plant and animal protein, if that's what you enjoy. So like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, beans, even good quality protein powders can all play a role. And it's funny because, you know, I work with some very elite individuals, very intelligent individuals, and still most people come to me and I review their diet, they are not eating enough protein. So just a quick pro tip for the listeners, you really want to make sure you have roughly a palm full of protein at every single meal. Doesn't have to be a big hunk of steak by any means, but always include some form of protein, right? Because that's how we build lean mass. That's how we, you know, that's how we promote healthy metabolism, healthy gut function. So then I guess moving on to continue with your question, good quality fats are so important. Back in the 90s, we thought fat made you fat. We were putting sugar in everything and putting all these chemicals in our foods to lower the fat content. And really, that did a lot more harm than good. Good quality fat comes from the earth. It comes from plants like olive oil or almond butter, peanut butter, pistachio butter, cashew butter, right? Nuts and seeds, it's all good stuff. And you never want to neglect that from your diet because good quality fat, when consumed appropriately, helps to control your blood sugar. It gives your brain fuel. It produces hormones and it lubricates the joints. So, you know, would we want someone to drown themselves in olive oil all day? No, not necessarily. You know, maybe my Italian relatives are, but just make sure that you have maybe roughly a tablespoon or two. It's different for every person, of course, at each meal. And then lastly, we have carbohydrate, right? That's our big form of energy. You know, old school nutrition will tell you, well, yeah, pizza, pasta, crackers, cereal, that's how you get your carbs, that's how you get your energy. And while carbohydrates absolutely are one of our primary sources of fuel for the body, especially for athletes, our brain needs it, our muscles need it, but you really want to focus on getting your carbohydrate from the earth. So fruit is a carbohydrate. A lot of people don't know that. Even beans can serve as part of a carbohydrate, right? Rice is a bit less processed than maybe like a bag of crackers. So while carbohydrate should be the primary fuel source for an athlete or an active individual, you really want to make sure that it's coming from the earth. It's coming from a minimally processed source, if that makes sense.
It makes a whole lot of sense. And also, I wanted to ask you, what are the differences between omegas 3, 6, and 9?
Sure. So omega-3, 6, and 9 are all good forms of fat. But the tricky part, at least here in America, is that our ratio is a little off. You know, technically, these fats by themselves can be anti-inflammatory because they are unsaturated, right? They're not trans fat. They're not the fats that kind of build up and clog the arteries. But these fats in the right proportions, meaning, so in a dream, okay, I'm pretending to be your dietitian now, right? So a dream situation is a 4-1-1 ratio of 3-6-9, or even 2-1-1 as low as we would go. But what it means is you want the most omega-3, right? That's like your cold water fish, your salmon, your herring, your mackerel, your sardines, and even ALA, a different form of omega-3. That would be like your flaxseed, your chia seed, your wants. These are the foods you want to hit the heaviest. We want this ratio high. If you could choose one of those foods or two of those foods every single day, we are in a really good place. Now, of course, I'm oversimplifying this, but in order to get that ratio of 4-1-1, 3-6-9, you're eating high-quality omega-3 every single day, even if it's just one or two servings, and you're really minimizing processed foods. Like maybe it's a treat a couple times a week versus, you know, everything I eat is out of a box for the day. Now, of course, it's a really quick summary, but just for listeners to understand, that's kind of my little speech there.
All right, and I want to stay just with omegas 3, 6, and 9. I was reading somewhere where one, I believe, is for the heart or one is for the brain. Can you explain which one is for which in the omegas 3, 6, and 9?
Sure. I mean, honestly, they all really do overlap a bit. I mean, omega-3 in particular is mostly for the brain and heart, especially the brain, very particularly the brain. Omega-6, you'll see a little bit more. There is a bit more emphasis on heart health when it comes to omega-6. Omega-9, I mean, it's okay. It's a monounsaturated fat, but there's actually no requirement for it because the body doesn't necessarily need it. Like, you're not going to see a recommendation for omega-9. You know, that's like your canola oil, olive oil, almonds. Those foods are fine, but you really want to focus more on omega-3, omega-6 being the second. But yes, in terms of brain and heart, ultimately, it's omega-3, and omega-6 is number two. The reason why we recommend that ratio 4-1-1 is because, you know, little bits of, you know, omega-6 and omega-9 are great. Little bits can lead to an awesome anti-inflammatory effect. But when we keep eating it and keep eating the processed foods, that then is when the ratio is thrown off, and that's what leads to chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation is what damages tissues and leads to disease.
So for clarification, to get the omega ratio right, you always want your 3 to be higher than the 6s and the 9s. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Awesome. I want to visit and get back to what we were talking about with carbohydrates, and you mentioned about carbohydrates being your fuel food, but also they come in the form such as pizza, pasta, and rice, and crackers. Can you explain the difference between simple and complex carbohydrates?
So think of a simple carbohydrate as something that's a little bit more, not necessarily processed, but it's a simple sugar, it's more refined, it's highly processed, typically one ingredient, like think white bread or pasta, versus complex, think of it, so simple, think of it this way. Simple is simple to break down in the body. Quickly shoots up sugar, kind of messes with our blood sugar. And complex is more of a complex food. There's more fiber. There's more nutrients. It's more complex to break down. That's a really easy way to think of it. You know, maybe something like a whole grain dish or quinoa, you know, foods that generally are more from the earth and have more, a better nutrient ratio and more fiber is more complex. So we want to try our best to lean more towards those complex carbohydrates and more so sprinkle in the refined. You know, I remember when I was a young athlete, like, everything that was promoted towards us, simple carbohydrates, oh, this is how you get the best energy. And really the only time I would highly recommend a simple carbohydrate would be right before a workout. You know, it's easy to digest, it's not going to make you sick, and you will basically utilize it as fuel when you're training. Versus you would not want to have those, you know, simple carbohydrates right before bed, right? You wouldn't want to have that quick sugar right before bed. But at least if you had it right before a workout, okay, it can be utilized.
Awesome, fair enough. And then I want to talk now about your clients or who you currently work with the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. When you're putting their individualized, personalized plans together, what types of protein, what types of fats, and what types of omegas and carbohydrates do you recommend to your players? We're not naming any names, but just what do you recommend in terms of the types of protein that you recommend for the Cavs players to use in order to get the best out of their performance?
Yep, no, that's a great question. And a lot of it is, you know, the staple proteins are omega-3 rich. We do a lot of salmon here, a lot of fresh fish. Whenever we do protein, it's high quality, meaning, for example, fresh off-the-farm grass-fed beef versus, you know, the term is feedlot beef, right? The cows that were kind of in a really unhealthy environment, and they were maybe not in the healthiest of living conditions. They weren't necessarily eating grass for fuel, right? That produces muscle, which we then eat. I know it kind of sounds gross, but that's not high quality. So fish is wild-caught. Beef is grass-fed. Chicken, turkey, egg, pasture-raised. Same for pork. So you're looking at protein the same way that you and I would eat, but really there's more of an emphasis on performance protein, meaning it's coming from a good source. You are what your animal eats and where your animal lives. In terms of grains, carbohydrate, we do fun stuff. I really try to encourage a lot of color, right? We know that the more color you eat, the more it reverses damage on the cellular level. So you know what? If I have a player who loves rice, that's fine if you want white rice, but I say, hey, man, let's try black rice. Let's try purple rice. Let's try red rice. Same for potatoes. Like, a lot of these guys don't even know that purple or blue potatoes exist. You know, people don't know that there's orange cauliflower. So kind of taking traditional foods and making them more fun while also helping the human immune system is kind of how we roll around here.
You mentioned about different types of rice and the different types of potatoes. What about spices? What type of spices do you have in the individualized plans with your players?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, spices are everything. Good quality spice can go a long way, not just to flavor your food, but to fight inflammation in the body. The number one love of my life is turmeric. I mean, you will see thousands and thousands and thousands of studies published on this and its ability to fight inflammation, right? Inflammation doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I have a bruise. It could mean I have headaches or my joints always hurt or I don't sleep well, right? Those are all signs of chronic inflammation that's not addressed. So turmeric, sometimes we put it in the food, sometimes we have it in capsule form, but that is just number one there. And then we're kind of going down into ginger, garlic, cayenne, you know, nice flavor, really helping to fight and support the human immune system. But those, I would say, are my biggest heavy hitters. You know, if it's salt, it's sea salt, right? It's salt with more minerals in it versus just your standard highly processed table salt. So that type of thing is what I'm thinking of. And by the way, I work side by side with a really amazing chef. So it's nice that my scientific vision can be put onto a plate.
I want to get into supplements. Do you recommend any supplements to your players working with, whether it be maybe fish oils or vitamin C?
I do. And again, that's extremely individualized. You know, it might be different at different seasons, off-season, in-season, time of year, flu season. And also, for those that are interested, we will run nutrient testing. So I can kind of see, all right, you know, this guy does really well with omega-3, but maybe this person would benefit more from a vitamin C. So there is nothing really standard necessarily. Like I mentioned, we do a lot of good quality turmeric, vitamin D, a lot of the basics that I'd recommend to anybody, no matter who you are. But, yes, I'm, you know, the functional sports nutrition viewpoint is, you should never rely on supplements, right? Food is the foundation of everything. The immune system lives in the gut. But there's so much we can't control with stress and different quality soil and different quality food than there was 30 to 60 years ago. So we can kind of fill in those gaps, even overtraining. Like a lot of individuals, players or not, don't particularly care for vegetables. So sometimes we can kind of give them a little insurance policy and support them with high-quality multivitamin, for example.
Okay, and you mentioned about, as far as getting the different sources of protein, you mentioned about wild-caught fish and also organically grass-fed beef. Do you take advantage of purchasing a lot of those items in the Cleveland area, whether it be visiting farmers markets in that area, in terms of just getting in contact with the local produce and see how the fish is caught and beef and fruits and vegetables and things of that nature?
Yes, we definitely try to. I mean, that's the dream. That's the gold standard always. Sometimes it's tricky because we do have to purchase in very large amounts. We actually feed a whole building in addition to the players. And sometimes the smaller farmers can't quite accommodate that. But, yes, absolutely, when we can, that is what we try to do. I love to support local. And, plus, not only are you supporting a farmer and his family, but you're just getting more nutrients. You know, when the food wasn't sitting on a truck or a plane or in the grocery store for days, for weeks, there's more nutrients in that food, so it's a win-win.
I want to stay just with the state of Ohio for a moment. I know Ohio is big on hearty meals. You mentioned about the beef and organic grass-fed beef and also other forms of protein like chicken and pork and things of that nature, but you also mentioned about fish. Does a lot of the fish and seafood sources come from the state or come from the Cleveland area, or do you have to outsource that and get that from other places?
No, that is definitely outsourced. We live on Lake Erie, and while beautiful, not exactly the best place to find your fish. A lot of perch and walleye here, but, you know, maybe not necessarily the cleanest of water. So we do have a lot of salmon and fresh fish shipped in from elsewhere.
Okay, and I want to stay just with Ohio for a moment. I know not just the state of Ohio, but just quote-unquote the Midwestern diet is pretty hearty, very carbohydrate-laden with a lot of potatoes and a lot of red meat and whatnot. Do any of the athletes that you work with, do they do you have to tell them from time to time to just kind of be careful in terms of the dining options available in the Cleveland area?
Not necessarily. Actually, Cleveland's really diverse. I think a lot of people don't realize we have a pretty good food scene, considering we're right smack dab in the middle of the country, or close to the middle, I guess. The issue comes more of, you know, these guys come from all over the country. So, and even in my private practice, a lot of individuals grew up on fast food, kind of the American way. I mean, that's more of the issue. It's not necessarily trying to steer away from the way that we kind of eat here in the Midwest, but more of just breaking habits of how they grew up. And the cool thing is we have a lot of cultural influence from all over the world in the city, which is amazing. I mean, Chinese, Arabic, German, Polish, Italian, I mean, you can pretty much get anything you want here if you look for it. It's just a matter of me teaching them what foods make sense, what foods will make them feel good, and essentially where they can find them. And, you know, the athletes that are motivated, they do really well.
Awesome. That's great to hear. It's nothing like diversity. Definitely important no matter where you go in the world. And I want to talk about women in the sports nutrition field. Since you've been in this profession, have you served as a mentor or have you given any advice in terms of getting more women involved in the field of sports nutrition?
You know, I certainly try my best. I will tell you that I, you know, interns, students, they reach out on a weekly basis and I do what I can to help guide and coach, and I often direct them kind of to my website as a starting point, you know, looking for evidence-based information that is a bit more progressive and cutting edge. As we mentioned in the beginning of this interview, you know, I really, not even just as a woman in pro sports, but I'm really trying to break the mold in the way that we think about, like, the old-school cookie-cutter sports nutrition, where we're just counting calories and supplements are a joke and they don't matter. And, you know, it doesn't matter if an athlete's tired all the time. They should just drink caffeine. As long as they're playing well, it's okay. You know, that's a boundary that I'm really trying to break. And I'm really trying to be a pioneer in the world of sports nutrition just from strictly a viewpoint perspective, right? We need to be more progressive, I think, as sports dietitians. You know, you see a lot of these pro athletes kind of hire their own, you know, random nutritionist on the side. And while that's great, you know, I think sometimes dietitians would be the ones that they're calling if we were willing to kind of step outside of our traditional education and think outside the box a little bit. So that's really the type of mentorship that I try to provide. Like, not only do I want to help young women and young men as well succeed and find their place in this arena, I also want to help challenge those to think more progressively.
And again, sports nutrition is a ever-changing field and is just continuing to grow, and then also the information is becoming so vital. And like you were saying at the beginning, it's great that sports nutritionists or dietitians for that matter are becoming more flexible with the athletes and the clients that, you know, it's okay to have caffeine. Like you said, it's okay to have carbs. Make sure, you know, you have them at its right time and its proper place. And you heard it from her. She's Kylene Bogdan. She's the COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition. She's also the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Kylene, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites, whether it be pertaining to Ford Fuel or your personal website. Let them know that as well.
Okay, great. Yes, it's forwardfuel.com, FWDFUEL.com. And same thing for Instagram. We also have a TikTok handle now, both forwardfuel, FWDFUEL. And that's the best place to find me to ask questions and let me know how I can help.
You heard it from her. She is Kylene Bogdan. She is the co-founder and COO of Ford Fuel Sports Nutrition, and she's the performance dietitian for the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. Kylene, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thanks so much, Ed.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
We'll have more of the best of The Robinson Show. You stay tuned.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A super chill zen garden, snuggling with your cat on the couch. Wherever your happy place is, think about selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car selling experience. At Driveway, we give you our best price up front and 7 days to accept. Sell your car from your happy place at Driveway.com.
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
Sarah just added kettlebell classes to her 300 gym. The thing is, those gyms don't have kettlebells just yet, but Sarah isn't sweating it. Her equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM, so they can unite around customers like her. Marketing already knows the model she wants, so commerce and IT serve it right to her in a mobile app.
Wow, one-click checkout.
See how uniting your team can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360. Sarah just added kettlebell classes to her 300 gym. The thing is, those gyms don't have kettlebells just yet, but Sarah isn't sweating it. Her equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM, so they can unite around customers like her. Marketing already knows the model she wants, so commerce and IT serve it right to her in a mobile app.
Wow, one-click checkout.
See how uniting your team can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
One more rep.
You know that feeling you get when things just magically work?
Like when my 300 gyms get restocked ahead of schedule?
Bingo! Your equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360. It unites teams around gym owners like you for wow moments like
when new weights come in my custom shade of blue.
And those gym towels you like?
So plush, so thick.
With just one click.
Wow.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
One more rep.
You know that feeling you get when things just magically work?
Like when my 300 gyms get restocked ahead of schedule?
Bingo! Your equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360. It unites teams around gym owners like you for wow moments like
when new weights come in my custom shade of blue.
And those gym towels you like?
So plush, so thick.
With just one click.
Wow.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the program. A fitness lifestyle is something that is definitely important and definitely a lifestyle that every human being must upkeep. And not just the fitness lifestyle, but the way we protect ourselves and keep our joints moving smoothly and freely when we're doing these exercises. And we have a gentleman on the program that has created a cool way to continue a fitness lifestyle at the same token without putting a heavy emphasis on your joints and as well as your bones. We want to welcome him to the program. He is the co-founder of Go Sleeves, Darren Lancaster. Darren, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ed. That's a fantastic summary. I think you nailed it.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So before we talk about kinesiology and how the idea for Go Sleeves come about, what's your educational and athletic background like?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, my educational background is in the realm of computer engineering, and I know that sounds super off base from a kinesiology sleeve product, but my background in computer engineering kind of led me towards developing products. You know, what does it take to develop products? If, you know, initially in kind of a software land, and then moving into a lot of other spaces, and becoming essentially a, you know, serial entrepreneur, and at the same time also creating a marketing agency that helps other brands do what we're doing, in fact, with Go Sleeves. So kind of an interesting route to getting to where I'm at. And from an athletic perspective, I grew up on the slopes of Lake Tahoe, racing, skiing, playing soccer, being on trails in the summer. And it's evolved to where I my primary sports right now are ice hockey, basketball with my co-founding partner, Roy Carrillo. And as much as possible, being out on trails and enjoying trails, enjoying hot yoga, those kinds of things, just trying to stay fit, trying to stay active as as I get older.
That's awesome to hear. You definitely have an eclectic background, computer engineering. We're going to get more into that a little bit later. I want to talk about the study of kinesiology. Can you explain to the listeners what kinesiology is and what fascinated you about this field of study?
Yeah, it is pretty diverse, and it's a mouthful too, right? Kinesiology, but it really is at its core, it's a study or of the science of movement and muscle function. And there, you know, if you Google kinesiology degrees, you can see that, believe it or not, there are people whose careers are dedicated to the study of kinesiology in many different domains. But really what's specific to our product is the kinesiology tape direction. And so if folks are maybe familiar with seeing athletes in the Olympics, I think in particular when beach volleyball exploded on the scene in the LA Olympics, and you're seeing Kerry Walsh and other folks being taped up primarily as an injury recovery mechanism or a way to prevent injury. Perhaps people have had experience with kinesiology tape themselves. What it does is it's a therapeutic tape that you're applying to the body, and it helps provide support, helps lessen pain, reduce swelling, improve performance, and most people are familiar with that in more of an injury recovery paradigm. And what intrigued us is Roy and I, based on our own personal breakdowns of playing basketball, playing hockey, the different sports we're involved with, was Is there a way to leverage and bring the benefits of kinesiology tape into a more useful form factor? And that literally led to prototyping in the garage sleeves that incorporated kinesiology technology.
Wow, that's very broad right there. I want to stay just with kinesiology for a moment. You mentioned about your extensive background in computer engineering. Do you ever use your computer engineering expertise in kinesiology in order for you and Roy to come up with the idea for Ghost Leaves?
Yeah, great question. I think yes, in terms of the, as a computer engineer, we're always trying to take a logical progression of problem solving, gathering data, and improving. It's a constant improvement type of paradigm, and it's an experimental process frequently when it comes to inventing things, which computer engineering tends to be about. So as a startup company that has evolved many times over, and products that are all about incremental learning and improvement and data gathering, there's a lot of parallels there, absolutely. And leveraging kinesiology and learning from experts, learning from people in the medical field, people in the performance training field, professional athletes themselves, that's where the data comes from. That's where the learning comes from. And so we're very fortunate to have a really diverse network of people who are smarter than us to help us dial in our solutions.
All right, now let's get now to Ghost Sleeves. How did the idea for Ghost Sleeves come about?
Yeah, like I was saying, it has to do with our own personal breakdowns. And Roy, in particular, my partner and the inventor of Ghost Sleeves, he played basketball in the Philippines for college and a little bit of pro ball in the Philippines. And we've been playing basketball together for over 15 years. And he really experienced all types of breakdowns in his body that he has tried everything from painkillers like Naprosyn to every kind of compression sleeve that you can imagine and kinesiology tape itself. And we were just looking for a more approachable, reusable and powerful solution than compression and the limitations of compression, or kinesiology tape and the limitations of kinesiology tape. And unfortunately, though kinesiology tape has some really great benefits, the challenge is you just generally don't know how to put kinesiology tape on unless someone shows you, maybe an expert, an athletic trainer or a performance trainer. And then it doesn't necessarily stay on for very long, and it's quite expensive and not reusable. So not a great solution for the planet. So building the benefits into a sleeve that you just pull on, the kinesiology design in the sleeves targets the muscles, ligaments, and tendons that a trainer would generally tape you up for. Go about your business, train in them, be athletic, take them off, shower, recover in them, and then reuse the sleeves, wash and wear. So it's a much better solution, I think, from an economic and a planet perspective.
I want to stay with Ghost Sleeves for a moment. What are the benefits with this product?
Yeah, it's very personal. So I'm going to lay out a little bit of the landscape of the products we have. We have a knee sleeve, targets the muscles and ligaments and tendons in and around the knee. We have an elbow sleeve, and then we have a calf sleeve. The calf sleeve has a taping design that targets your Achilles, your calf muscle, and your shin splint. And so one use case is I have tendonitis in my knee, in my elbow, maybe bone on bone, maybe osteoarthritis. I have pain. And in that kind of a scenario, when you pull on an elbow sleeve or a knee sleeve, and you're actually experiencing pain, the kinesiology is lifting, stretching, opening up the skin tissues, and actually creating space so that there's less pressure on the pain receptors. So that experience is going to be kind of an immediate sense of less pain, while at the same time, kind of a nice, snug fit, like a targeted fit in and around your knee or in and around your elbow, so you feel more support, you feel more confidence. So pain, dealing with pain, recovery from injury, that's one dimension where the product is very superior to just compression alone or kinesiology tape by itself. I would say more common use case that we love is around performance and around injury prevention. And this is where perhaps the calf sleeve really shines, and some of our professional athletes are leveraging the sleeves, where they may train in the sleeves to reduce tightness in their Achilles or in their calf. But the most common use case is I'm done with my training. I've really pummeled my body. I've built up fatigue. I shower, and now I pull on the sleeves. And again, that opening up of the skin tissues, what that's doing for recovery is flushing blood into the area and helping with lymphatic drainage. So when you're done with a great workout, this is going to help you recover faster and more complete so that the next day you're back to base and you can hit it hard. So it depends on the use case with the athlete. Some people may train or do workouts in it if they feel like they want to reduce the fatigue load or if they need that support. But the baseline use case is recover in them and reduce your susceptibility to injury.
Wow, that's a lot of benefits right there. And it works wonders right there. I was checking out some of the products on the website. You mentioned about the product Gold Sleeves and one of the benefits that it does when you mentioned about having a very great workout and an intense workout. One of the things that it does, you mentioned about draining the lymphatic system. Can you explain to the listeners what the lymphatic system is and what are the functions of it?
You know, I would keep it simple and just say that the body, when it's in fatigue, when you're putting the body under duress, right, and you're training your muscular skeletal system, the lymphatic system is there to help you deal with that lactic acid buildup. You're pushing the muscles, ligaments, and tendons into fatigue, and the lymphatic system is what's offsetting that. It's helping the body recover. So the combination of opening up the capillaries, getting extra blood flow into the area, with increasing the body's ability to drain lactic acid, that's just a way to improve what the body does naturally. So I think the way to think about our mechanism and the mechanism of kinesiology in general when it comes to performance or when it comes to managing fatigue is that your body's already good at this. Kinesiologist helps it do it more effectively and faster.
Okay, great. And I want to stay with the study of kinesiology. What are the differences between kinesiology and physical therapy?
You know, I wouldn't exactly say it in that way, in that physical therapy is a set of practices that are used to help someone either recover from injury or prevent injury. And the science of kinesiology is a lot of what is like the foundation of physical therapy. So you could think about kinesiology as being, you know, the chassis or the infrastructure of a car. And then you've got like a performance coach, let's say, helping you figure out how to best leverage or drive that car. Well, kinesiology is that chassis, and a physical therapist or physical therapy is the application of kinesiology. Maybe I can give you another example of that is when you go and see a physical therapist and you might be doing something, let's say, like muscle relaxation therapy, MRT. A lot of times what you feel them doing is finding pressure points, and they're trying to activate and trigger parts of your body, muscles, ligaments, and tendons by applying pressure. It's called that is actually an application of kinesiology called proprioception. And there's different studies around kinesiology tape and the use of it for proprioception, and I would say that they are, being fair, somewhat unclear in terms of the whether there's defensible benefits or not. But it's possible that the application of kinesiology tape is actually allowing our brain to respond differently to areas of pain or stress. So all of our skin, all of our tissues, they have sensory receptors. They feel pain. They feel temperature. They feel touch. And it's possible that by taping and activating the sensory receptors in our skin, it changes the signals going to the brain, and that forces the brain to respond differently and maybe put more attention into the area. And that is why there's a belief that proprioception and kinesiology tape is actually helping the body take care of and both recover from injuries but also prevent them. But I want to be clear, like, there's still more work to be done, studies, proof, validation in this area of proprioception.
Okay, and you mentioned when we talked about, I asked you about the benefits of ghost sleeves, and you mentioned some of them, such as achieving pain management and also recuperating blood and lymphatic flow to the muscles, ligaments, and tendons in the body, as well as achieving injury prevention, as well as speeding up recovery in the body. I wanted to ask you, have you and Roy received any expertise from the medical field on this product?
We have advisors that are involved in our company from the medical field. So some folks that are actually directly involved in the development and the testing. We also have quite a number of physiologists, athletic trainers, physical trainers that have experimented with ghost sleeves themselves independently, and they've adapted them into their practices with athletes. One of our athletes actually, and one of the participants in our business, for example, has a master's in kinesiology and also has his own endurance athlete coaching practice. And so what we try to do is to blend a mixture of people who have not just the sort of scientific and medical background, but also are in the space of applying it, right? Applying it to performance. I call it performance science. And so we're still adding on to that team literally every day. And one of the more critical things I would say that we're looking forward to is later this year getting some clinical studies and some trials done regarding performance and fatigue. I think what we would have at that point is the ability to combine what we're seeing through our network and our community of athletes, coaches, trainers, that anecdotal evidence and the performance benefit they're seeing with actual data that says this is really helping with performance, helping manage fatigue.
All right. Now, we know that, as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, that fitness has become a lifestyle that everybody has embraced, and it's just continuing to take on a life of its own, and it's done that for quite some time. But your product, along with so many other products, have flooded the market, specifically in compression sleeves, and saying that it reduces fatigue and increases recovery time. What separates your product from others in the market?
Yeah, it's a really, really good point, and you're exactly right. There is a mosh pit of compression sleeve options out there, and I would say it's challenging for a consumer to be able to differentiate amongst them, and that's fair. In our case, specifically, we don't call our product a compression sleeve for the reason that we are about kinesiology. And believe it or not, like, the function of kinesiology, the actual dynamic of it, is the opposite of compression. So if you think about a compression sleeve, and perhaps if you've used one, a lot of times you're trying to maximize that compression, maximize that support, so you can feel support, you can feel confidence. And in our case, we're actually trying to do the opposite. We just want a nice, snug fit, because in our case, the real benefits are less about compression and more about the kinesiology strips that are in the sleeve. So compression is just a mechanism to put the kinesiology strips on the skin. And then what you're receiving is the opposite. You're actually experiencing this lifting and creating space, this tension in the skin tissues opening up. So it's actually like an opposite mechanism of compression. It's opening space up. That's kinesiology, and that's what really unlocks the kinesiology benefits. And there really is no other sleeve on the market that does that. We have patent pending technology for applying kinesiology into the sleeve. So that's truly unique and what sets us apart. And it is the reason that we have a large number of professional athletes who don't put sleeves on their body prior to Go Sleeves, but are leveraging Go Sleeves today.
You mentioned about athletes. Have any high-profile athletes or anyone from any major sports organizations, have they tried the product?
So, yeah, the first early adopter and big supporter of our product was actually the NBA champion and MVP, Rick Barry. We actually met Rick early on in the life of Go Sleeves at a celebration event that the Golden State Warriors were putting on, and we learned from him that he sometimes has some knee and lower leg issues that bother him, and he's a professional pickleball player now. He's had such success with sleeves that he's part of our supporting organization. He's advocating that new players in the sport of pickleball would actually use the cast sleeves as an insurance policy against injury. There's a lot of people moving into pickleball. It's just a crazy rising sport. And what happens is they fall in love with it, they overdo it, they overplay, and their muscular skeletal systems aren't ready for it. And so the sleeves are a great way to insure yourself against injury as your body catches up to your ambition. We also have a lot of professional runners who use and endorse our products. Joe Gray is a Team USA mountain runner, 9-time world champion. It's kind of considered the GOAT of mountain running, and he's a big advocate of using our product both during training and for recovery. Joe's coach, Scott Simmons, he recently did a talk at a run show about his Team USA and Olympian endurance runners are incorporating Go Sleeves into their recovery practices. We have a long list of pros: Shannon Aiken, U.S. CrossFit champion; Hillary Allen, a Sky Race endurance runner; Zachary Friedley, a professional adaptive trail runner. There's a big long list, and you can check them out on social. You see, in our Instagram or social channels, you can see tons of great athletes and testimonials happening.
Awesome. Now, Darren, where can they find the product?
GoSleeves.com would be the best place to find it. You can also find it on Amazon as well.
Awesome. And then tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as your partner, Roy, and any other social media platforms you want to promote, whether it be pertaining to Go Sleeves, any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. So definitely just look up in your favorite social channel. You can look up Go Sleeves, and you'll have no problem finding us there. And myself on Instagram is probably the best place to see a lot of what's going on here. So you can see me on Instagram at Darren, Darren, _ Lancaster, Lancaster, or just look us up as Go Sleeves, or you can look up my partner, Roy Carrillo, Carrillo, also on Instagram.
You heard it from him. He's Darren Lancaster, the CEO and co-founder of Go Sleeves, which is a great product where the sleeves involve compression and also kinesiology, where they help athletes and weekend warriors achieve their dreams of remaining pain-free, such as accelerated recovery, also protecting ligaments, tendons, and muscles. And also, as Darren mentioned throughout the course of the interview, of course, they've had great expertise from many people in the health field, from physiologists to doctors to therapists, making sure that Go Sleeves is top of the line. And check him and his partner, Roy Carrillo, out on the various social media platforms and the website as well at GoKinesiologySleeves.com. Darren, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
I really appreciate it, Ed, and I really appreciate that you have a passion for helping your listeners stay active, stay healthy, stay at the top of their game. I think that's something I really applaud you for. There's interest in sports, and they're doing sports, and hopefully we're all staying active and staying mobile. That's what's the key to health. So I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for the compliment. That's what we try to do here on the program. And thanks again. And we'll be back with more right after this.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
One more rep.
You know that feeling you get when things just magically work?
Like when my 300 gyms get restocked ahead of schedule?
Bingo! Your equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360. It unites teams around gym owners like you for wow moments like
when new weights come in my custom shade of blue.
And those gym towels you like?
So plush, so thick.
With just one click.
Wow.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at Salesforce.com/Customer360.
One more rep.
You know that feeling you get when things just magically work?
Like when my 300 gyms get restocked ahead of schedule?
Bingo! Your equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360. It unites teams around gym owners like you for wow moments like
when new weights come in my custom shade of blue.
And those gym towels you like?
So plush, so thick.
With just one click.
Wow.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at Salesforce.com/Customer360.
One more rep.
You know that feeling you get when things just magically work?
Like when my 300 gyms get restocked ahead of schedule?
Bingo! Your equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360. It unites teams around gym owners like you for wow moments like
when new weights come in my custom shade of blue.
And those gym towels you like?
So plush, so thick.
With just one click.
Wow.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at Salesforce.com/Customer360.
One more rep.
You know that feeling you get when things just magically work?
Like when my 300 gyms get restocked ahead of schedule?
Bingo! Your equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360. It unites teams around gym owners like you for wow moments like
when new weights come in my custom shade of blue.
And those gym towels you like?
So plush, so thick.
With just one click.
Wow.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at Salesforce.com/Customer360.
When it comes to your child's education, you have a better tuition-free choice in your community. Charter Schools USA is committed to providing high-quality education to all students, regardless of zip code. Our schools offer innovative teaching approaches, immersive, tech-rich environments, and collaborative learning spaces that help students achieve their full potential, all backed by safety measures parents trust. To find a Charter Schools USA school near you, visit topcharterschools.org.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a karate teacher to trim their hedges.
Hey-ya! Man, these shrubs are not made of plywood. Don't worry, another few chops should do it. Yeah! Nope! Yeah! Dang!
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Oh, this treehouse looks like particle board. Yeah! There we go. I'm starting to doubt myself.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
We hope you've enjoyed this best of The Robinson Show. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
That's Suma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local?
Wow, the groom looks great.
He does. Never seen a Saints jersey with tails.
Local as black and gold everything. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery. That's Suma IPA, made with local Satsumas. How local? Local is beating the heat like it was an Atlanta football team. Try Datsuma IPA from Faubourg Brewery. The New Orleans way to IPA.